inner hall of life.
Cat dick.
Hey. So for all the viewers who are curious about what that's from, it's from Sam's imagination.
No. It has nothing to do with anything.
It's the third bottle of wine.
We're three bottles
in. Happy holidays.
This episode, I feel, it's going to be the most intimate it's ever been.
This episode is brought to you by white wine.
Yeah, by
white dick.
Sauvignon Blanc and Riesling.
Yeah.
Sponsored this.
Right. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising. Podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two.
Black sexy.
Polyamorous.
One is queer. We're very malleable. Fully. We don't know.
Feminist.
Black. In New York City.
Yeah, living it up.
Yeah, I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
We are
Slam Pow Productions.
She was too busy swallowing her wine.
I do like to swallow. I'm gonna pour a little more.
Today's episode is about... It's about age.
Age differences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dating. First segment is current events.
Yeah, fuck that. And then next is fuck it. And that's the topic of the day.
Yes.
You need like a PDF.
I'll tattoo that to my wrist.
Right, exactly.
After that, it's called Fuck Me, and that's with our lives.
Yes.
And last is Fuck You, and it's about your lives.
Your fucked up
your
lives.
Your stories. Send us stories.
Yeah.
We love them.
So shout out to all the people who have been sending us music.
Yeah.
You can send us music at ihupodcast@gmail.com if you have some stuff for us. If not, whatever. And wherever you're listening, you can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher by searching Inner Ho Uprising. We would be greatly appreciative if you reviewed us on iTunes. Left us a rating on iTunes.
Yes.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
Download all our episodes on iTunes.
Yes.
And listen on iTunes because we're trying to make it to the thing called iTunes New and Noteworthy.
Exactly.
We can expand our audience to the masses.
We're competing against Comedy Central itself.
Mark Maron. He interviewed Obama.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's start with fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't belong to you. Ain't no white house, ain't no
picket fence. Baby, you know we don't want the same thing. We're going to start off with Kiki Palmer.
Yeah.
So recently, if you don't know who Kiki Palmer is.
What was her Disney Channel thing?
Aquila and the Bee.
Okay. She was also on Disney, wasn't she?
Yeah, but I don't remember what that show was called.
I really liked it.
I was too old for Disney at that time.
All these Disney stars are, like, getting very sexy. Like, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
That's my only example.
It's crazy because they're, like, the same age as us, but, like...
But doing way better.
Will I ever be that sexy?
Damn, son! But you are, though. You know
what?
If you have nutritionists
and
trainers...
Recently, in an interview with People Magazine... Kiki Palmer talked about her decision. Oh, God, I'm drunk. She talked about people's reaction to a video that she released in October called I Don't Belong to You.
Ah.
And if you haven't seen the video, it's like very sexy. It's in black and white.
She looks great. Yeah. She looks so good.
So in the beginning of the video, she like gets out of bed with a guy and the guy looks good. He has a nice fade on or whatever.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't belong to you and leaves.
Yeah, she puts on mad like lingerie just to tell him, I'm leaving, nigga. And the point of that, I'm not sure, but why not?
She puts on a body chain.
Yeah, the body chain looks good. Yeah, people love body chains.
I love body chains.
Yeah. She leaves them. The whole video, she's like, I guess she goes to her house, and she takes a very hot shower.
Yeah.
She's just, like, being very sexy in the shower for, like, 3 minutes.
She was on this nigga's balcony.
Right, yeah.
Pretending like it was hers.
Just living her life. Just being mad sexy.
Lets the robe slip and then leaves him.
Right. Kiki Palmer is everybody's collective
thing. Oh, man.
So at the end of the video, she, like, goes to somebody's house. And, like, the name of the song is, like, I Don't Belong to You. So when she gets to the house, you're like, oh, man, she leaving this nigga for another nigga. And then lo and behold.
It's Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie opens the door. And if you don't know Cassie, she had a okay song and has fucked Diddy for a really long time. Whatever.
Yeah, no, she's
mad hot.
She's fun.
I've been and, waiting like, so long. So Cassie is, like, very scantily clad. And, like, Kiki opens her jacket and she's like, pretty much wearing
pure
nothing.
Lingerie,
yeah,
fur,
just wearing,
and then lingerie.
Yeah, so they're gonna fuck or whatever. Have,
yeah,
like,
no, there's clear tension, sexual tension. It's
yeah,
like, okay.
So it's like
they're into each other. They love
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So it's like some same gender loving.
Yeah,
things going on,
which is always fun. Like I appreciate that. I love it. I like seeing that.
Yeah. So she goes on. So I guess the interviewer talked about that video in the interview, and her response to it was, the video, quote unquote, the video was to represent the young woman today. It's not the traditional woman anymore, and not the specifics of, am I gay? Am I straight? Am I bi? I'm making the rules for myself, and I don't have to be stuck down to one label. So she's pretty much saying, today's woman is gender fluid, and I am gender fluid.
Yeah.
I will have sex with you.
Which is great. I think that's fun. It's awesome. And it's like, you know,
yeah, why not?
If you have the feeling of freedom, you're not feeling restricted. That's great.
Go for it.
If you're only attracted to men, that's great. If you're only attracted to women, that's great.
If you're attracted to everyone in between.
Yeah. You know,
that's great too.
So long as you don't feel restricted.
Right.
In your sexual choices.
As long as you don't feel tied down. I just feel like.
Yeah.
Her saying that in People was like reflective of other child stars kind of following that route, like how Miley Cyrus was just
Miley too.
She's like bisexual and transgender. She's just like,
she's transgender?
She said that she's transgender.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's true or not, but she's just like claiming she's like claiming all genders.
Well, I don't
I'm
I don't,
black. I'm trans. I'm bi.
I don't know her personal life.
I'm an immigrant.
Maybe she
she's just everything.
We're all immigrants.
I'm oppressed. Oh fuck.
Oh, Miley. Yeah.
But I'm all for, like, sex positivity and stuff like that.
Totally. And yeah. I think I agree with your comments in the document about sex positivity, though, is only a certain type of sex positive.
Yeah, so
like,
this
Cassie
video
is mad ripped.
Exactly.
And this, I think her only kind of, she's, like, very feminine, or whatever seen as, like, traditionally American feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, she has the Calvin Klein boxers on, which are supposed to make her, like,
ooh, she's
kinda the
like
man.
That she wears boxers.
No, she's,
you can be very feminine and wear boxers. Hello, Sierra. Like,
have you seen
Sierra?
Man,
she wears boxers.
Sierra.
Yeah, but, So this particular video gave me pause, because I'm all for, like, sex positivity and sexual fluidity and stuff like that, but it's just, like, and I'm totally fine if he wants to fuck with Cassie or whatever femme on femme love, but I'm like, would it be as accepted and would people see it as so sexy if it was like Keke Palmer and like a fat lesbian woman or like a butch or something like that,
yeah,
or like a trans woman who you could tell was trans or something like that.
And
I mean
that person was not casted in this video.
20 years ago, Keke Palmer couldn't have made this video.
Ah, I see.
So, I don't know if, like, we're going in the right direction or things are just being remarketed and rebranded for the sake of capitalism, but
definitely always for the sake
of
capitalism.
It's not nothing. I won't call it nothing.
No, I'm not. Am I hating on it? No.
Because even in that video, there were people in the comments like, I can't believe black artists are pushing the gay agenda. So some people are, like, really far back. I would like it to go further, but the fact that it's, like, going at all is, like...
Yeah, and, you know, it's probably where I grew up, what I've seen, and this, I'm like, I want it to go be more than this, and some people are just like, women don't do this,
yeah.
Sex is not a thing discussed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, good for her. She's doing a lot.
Yeah. It's,
a lot is happening.
I fuck with Keke Palmer.
Oh, though. Totally. I would fuck Keke Palmer if she was like, let's have a good time. I would.
Yeah,
she looked amazing in this video. I was like,
that
what?
Body chain was awesome.
What?
Yeah.
I need a body chain.
Keke, come home.
I
wanted
Keke.
In every decade, New Yorkers have pushed the boundaries of love and marriage. Today's frontier is in Brooklyn, where polyamory, non-sexually exclusive partnership, has found a home on a block in Bushwick.
Brick TV, which is Brooklyn.
Never heard of Brick TV.
It's like Brooklyn Independent, it's like the Brooklyn Independent Channel or something like that. They did a news piece, a little package about this place in Bushwick that's called the Bushwick Polyamorous House. And basically, this man who was polyamorous but also a real estate agent converted this apartment to be an apartment specifically for people who were polyamorous. And that's basically it. Like, the people there don't date each other or anything like that. It's not, like, a collective of people, like, living in a group relationship or anything like that. But everybody who lives in that apartment complex identifies as polyamorous or whatever. I don't really get the point of it, but I watched the video. It looked like a fun place. There was a lot of cool stuff. Like, there was a lot of, like, lights and shit like that.
Sounds like a good place
and they
to
were just
fuck
like,
people.
They were just... It looked like a great place to fuck people.
I'd,
they were
I'd
just
go
like,
there.
Ah, oh, it's good to live here because, you know, living in the poly style, we have open communication and stuff like that. So I guess the people are good roommates because they talk to each other because just in order to maintain a good polyamorous relationship, communication is key, but they don't date, they don't fuck, they just live there. And I guess it's good to be around people who identify as...
I mean, it's probably a supportive, nurturing environment for people that are there, hopefully, as long as...
But I don't see, like, if I was in an apartment complex by myself and my roommate wasn't poly, like, what is my roommate going to be like? You're such a hoe.
It's possible.
It's possible, but this is New York City.
It's like, whatever, yeah.
This is New York City.
Yeah, we're in a very different place. And then also, like,
the people who live there are, like, very middle class, very white, transplant, probably moved from Virginia, went here for school.
It's Bushwick.
It's very Bushwick. It's Bushwick, as, like, not the Bushwick where, like, people get shot.
No, it's Bushwick where
niggas have moved in.
There's artisanal niggas.
Those artisanal niggas.
Yeah.
Artisanal ass niggas. Damn. Let me get my coffee, son.
That's what it is.
Let me get my muffins, son. My organic shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I love it's organic that shit. Kind of Bushwick.
That's a good
shirt.
So
it's just like, but if you're, huh?
Nice good song.
Artisanal like, niggas.
But if you're in that kind of Bushwick anyway, like, your friends are probably okay with you being polyamorous in the
first
place. Like, it seems like a great place to live, but my ass can't afford that rent.
Not like,
exactly. Ass can't afford that rent.
So that's
your
it.
Your ass can't afford
definitely
that
definitely not.
Rent.
I think I'm technically in poverty, according to, like, like what America considers middle
bitch,
class.
I have a job. I'm nothing. What the
we're
fuck?
Too impoverished.
I'm very impoverished.
I have nobody's like supporting me. I'm in poverty.
Word.
But I can
welfare queen.
Yeah.
I love dark skinned girls, so you know she's definitely one of them. Definitely.
Who's talking about complexion? See, this is where my people go
in a
conversation. What, really?
Well, it's just, I don't know. Like, my mom is brown skinned, so, like, I just have a thing about all the different colors that women come in. All
right, so Mac Wilds, if you don't know him, he's an actor. He's trying to, like, get into rap or music. I'm not really sure. He had that song, Open, Golden, whatever. I don't know. Drunk. Too
he's
drunk
just in the Adele Hello. That's where I know him from.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
He's totally cute. So Mac Wilds was on Wendy Williams' talk show. And if you don't know who Seven Streeter is, she's a musician, whatever she sings. She did a good remix of Say It by Tory Lanez and a good remix of Don't by Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, check
her
out.
Two guys I really want to have a threesome with.
Yeah.
They're fucking hot.
One day.
So I guess it was rumored that Mac Wilds was dating Seven Streeter. And Wendy Williams was like, so how you doing? Are you dating Seven Streeter? And he was like,
we're really good friends.
Yeah, we're really good friends, but I'm very attracted to her or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, so what is up with that or whatever? And he's like, what can I say? I'm just really attracted to dark-skinned women. And got a little buzz in the media there. Like, people were writing articles about that, about the fact that Mac Wilds says that he's attracted to dark-skinned
newsworthy.
Women. Which means that, damn, we're in a rough place where it's crazy where a person can actually admit that they're attracted to dark-skinned women.
Yeah.
Because we're so saturated with, like, yellow bones and red bones and light-skinned girls and exoticness and stuff like
and
that.
And even just the idea...
White women.
Yeah, I was thinking about Ed Sheeran has, like, a song where it's like, something, you're a snowflake. Like, this whole, like, pale skin, golden hair.
He's gotta fuck somebody who matches him, though, because he's white as fuck.
Ugh, it's just so annoying, because that's what you hear. I remember hearing that as a little kid, being like, oh, wait. I don't have, you know, I don't have porcelain skin.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the thing. Porcelain skin, snowflake, golden hair, hay-colored hair. It's like, oh, that's not me at all. I don't know what the fuck my hair is. Like, you know, back in the day when I didn't know how to comb my hair. Not that I didn't know how to comb it, but it was like, I need a detangler that's better than this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really harmful for the self-esteem.
Yeah.
And it's like very sad that, like, him saying he likes dark-skinned women is so newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
There just needs to be more of him because, you know, white women get that kind of validation, subconsciously all the time.
White women are validated, no matter what. But white women get that kind of validation, too, like, within the black community.
In the last plenty of videos, like, who are the girls that you see?
Have you ever felt, like, high on your ass for being light-skinned?
High on your ass?
Like, good about yourself. Like, have you ever felt validated for being light-skinned?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Good question.
Not gonna lie, totally. All the time.
Not that I take notice. I don't know if anyone's ever been like...
Do you think that you're light-skinned?
I don't know if I consider myself light skinned.
Sheik is looking at her hands right now.
I've never looked in the mirror. Right? What do I look like?
Do you consider yourself light skinned?
I guess no, but I am. Because I don't think I'm dark skinned. I wouldn't consider myself dark skinned.
Well, some people are just like, I'm brown skinned and that's it.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, no, I don't consider myself a light skinned person because I usually, when I think light skinned, it's usually people who are lighter than me. have like hazel eyes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like very Lauren London.
Yeah, when I think light skinned girl, I don't think of. Also, maybe it's also my hair texture as well because I don't have like the
true
curly McDonald's.
Yeah.
Light skinned girl hair texture.
Yeah, interesting.
So perhaps skin tone wise, I am light, what people consider light skinned, but I feel like because of my hair and like, I don't know, like maybe even body shape. Like, you know, I feel like light skinned girl has a particular.
Oh wow!
Look that she has, and I don't identify
those
as light skinned.
Those are totally girls who can be carefree black girls.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. They're in there frolicking the hayfields and getting all the likes on like Tinder and the swipes.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I don't think I
feel like growing up, I was like, yeah, I am light skinned, and I guess that's working for me. Yeah, honestly, whatever, self esteem.
Hey, it's the truth. It's how you feel.
Yeah. Right. As Instagram started to be a thing and like video hoes started to be a thing and stuff like that, I feel like I don't necessarily fit into that mold because my hair is like nappy as fuck or whatever, and like I don't have like a thin ass nose or anything like that, and my face is not like super muted or whatever. It's like very like, these are my lips, these are my cheeks.
Yeah,
got a lot of things going on, so it's like giving me a little bit of pause in how I view my attractiveness and stuff like that, because I don't think that I fit into that. Like growing up, it was like, yeah, you're super light skinned, you're super cute, but now there's like
interesting
ton of people who are considered more, what's the word I'm looking for, conventionally attractive than me. I'm just like, where do I stand anymore?
Yeah.
And then like with light skinned people being so like lauded as beautiful or whatever, there's been like a return of people saying, well, dark skin is beautiful, and like people are like really super melanated and the dark skin beauty or whatever, and I'm just like, damn, I do not fit into both.
Yeah.
Am I attractive at all? And I've been struggling with that recently.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know about me. It's difficult. Yeah, no, it is hard.
Lucas gave me air.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think the fact that I'm...
I don't know what I am.
I don't think
I'm a person.
Yeah, you are a person. You don't have any control over the amount of color you have. You have no control over that.
Yeah.
But I think the way you treat other people and interact, knowing, like, this is maybe the third time I've considered if I'm light-skinned or dark-skinned. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that I, like, personally haven't felt tension between, like, team light-skinned, team dark-skinned means that I'm on the privileged side of things because I don't feel stigmatized, therefore I'm not aware
of what it's like. Yeah, I mean, you definitely didn't grow up being called, like, darky or any fucked up thing like that.
No, yeah, which means that I guess I'm definitely in the fucking light skin category. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel it because I think I personally feel like my struggle is like the white woman. It's like the white woman, the skinny woman, the fit woman, the tall woman. Like there's so many elements
that you don't fit in.
I totally hit this mic. I'm so sorry. It's like, you know, the different, there's so many ways that you can attack women's bodies. I'm like very focused on like all the other things. I don't even fucking recognize the one region where it's like, oh, she's definitely this thing that's, you know, you've got this going for you in the hierarchy of privilege.
Yeah,
doesn't even fucking feel like it because I'm like gained 20 pounds in 4 years, you know. Yeah. I'm like, ah, what is this? Yeah, no, there's, I keep touching this mic, I'm sorry, Lucas. There's no yeah, you gotta fucking, you don't need the whole certain people can be like,
we don't need to be at war with each other.
We need to validate each other constantly. Yeah. Because not only are certain people validated, we're constantly like broken down. Like you give black women blonde wigs at fashion shows and don't have their skin tones.
Right, exactly. Making them look ashy with your makeup.
I don't need that.
Saudi millionaire and property developer has been acquitted of raping a teenage girl after claiming he tripped, fell on her, and accidentally penetrated her.
In London, I guess, the UK, whatever, Saudi millionaire Ehsan Abdulaziz was cleared of rape charges after claiming he tripped and fell into an 80-year-old's vagina as she was seducing him. So this guy was on trial for rape. She accused him of rape or whatever. And his story was that he had went to her to offer her a t-shirt or a cab ride home. So he met with the victim and her friend at a nightclub or whatever, mm-hmm. brings them back home, sleeps with the friend, which is totally fine. It was consensual or whatever. And he's like poking around the house. And according to her, he raped her. According to him, he's poking around the house. He's about to ask her if she wants to like go home or if she wants some clothes. And then all of a sudden she gets hot and ready and she starts seducing her or whatever. She pulls him by the head and that causes him to trip and fall into her vagina.
Oops.
Thus, yeah, whoops. Fell into your pussy, my bad. And that's the reason why, like, his DNA was found in her vagina. Because, wow. like, that was her evidence,
right? Why the
right?
fuck was your you pants raped, you unzipped? Raped me. Why
right,
were you
his
so...
dick was just out, right? My, oops. I'm just asking people if they want rides home with my dick out or whatever.
Yeah, it's what
like,
I do.
If you've ever had sex, there's some maneuvering there's that yeah. goes into you getting in there.
I mean, perhaps it's happened once in the history of it's humankind where someone has tripped and fell.
Whoa!
Because it's a
perfect, perfect shot.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow. I'm sorry, that was awkward.
10 out of 10.
Whoops. Clap, clap, clap. But like,
nah, man.
What strikes me about this is that people are so willing to give guys
so, he was
so many benefits.
He was free. Like the jury was like, nah, nah. He didn't rape her or whatever. Cleared of one count of rape. Now he's just chilling.
Yeah, he raped a girl. Just oops, fell. You're so willing to hear 15 different reasons why a guy didn't rape a girl versus believing that a girl was like. As violated.
Exactly.
This man's penis was inside of me. I didn't want it there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if
and it's so crazy. He didn't even go through the route like, nah, she wanted it and we had sex. He was like, I accidentally fell in there. Like, you niggas are really willing to believe anything.
That's a fifth grade lie.
Right. Exactly. That's like my dog ate my homework type
it
lie.
Is
what
exactly
the fuck?
That's what that shit is.
I'm laughing because it's sad. They're playing bad. In basketball-related news.
Yeah. All
right, so there's this basketball player named Gilbert Arenas. He used to play for the NBA for whoever the fuck cares what team. I really don't know.
Neither do I.
But now, do you know?
No, it's just like...
Oh, okay. I just
it's like whatever,
I
don't
know. I didn't care. Now he plays for the Chinese Basketball Association for this team called the Shanghai Knights. So it's just really like, who the fuck cares about who this guy is, Gilbert Arenas or whatever. But apparently... On his Instagram, he shared this video, like, this promotional video of these two models who are playing basketball in thongs because it's totally comfortable and normal to
and
play
safe
basketball
and flexible.
To wear thongs while playing basketball.
Your ass bacteria totally isn't getting into your
right,
vagina.
Right, exactly. Yo,
you're fine.
Thongs are not good, bro.
Thongs are not, yeah.
Shit is going in your pussy.
It is.
But, I wear them. But, okay, so he posts that video of these two white girls playing basketball in thongs, and his caption is like, this is what America was hoping for when they announced the hashtag WNBA back in 1996. Not a bunch of chicks running around looking like cast members from hashtag Orange is the New Black. Why was he hashtag? Like, did he want the members of Orange is the New Black to look? Did he want
no,
the
WNBA? No, Netflix
like,
was totally promoting
why
this shit.
Why is he doing this?
Netflix was like, you know what, let's get in however we can. So,
then he's like, don't get me wrong, they have a few hashtag cutie pies. Who hashtags cutie pies?
I don't know.
What is wrong with this nigga?
He's hashtagging very
strange. He's annoying,
ways.
But there's a whole lot of hashtag bean pies running around. Ha 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 ha. If hashtag Skylar Diggins, like, why don't you just at Skylar Diggins? Why
yeah.
did you whatever. Came out like this. I don't care if she missed every layup. I'm gonna buy season tickets and I don't even know where the fuck hashtag Tulsa is. It's Oklahoma, you dumbass nigga. So shut the fuck up and stay in Shanghai. Hashtag 2016 new WNBA outfit, please. And if you think this is sexist, 9 times out of 10, you the ugly one. And we didn't pay to come see you play anyway. Hashtag Donkey Kong.
Which was a good ass game.
Shaking my damn head. This will be awesome. Sold out everywhere.
I mean, it's just like kind of one of the worst things.
I can't like bring up how much fuck this nigga is in my spirit and my soul right now. Like, Gilbert, oh, God.
Fuck this nigga,
first
fuck
of all,
nigga.
Nobody fucking cares if you think they're attractive. Niggas is trying to play basketball out here. I bet Brittany Griner would dunk on your fucking ass. Mm. Oh, Brittany Griner would fuck you up. I want us all to fuck up Gilbert Arenas, honestly. Number one.
You might deserve
it. Number two, it's like, what if your craft, your whatever shitty basketball playing skills that made you convert from the NBA to the fucking wherever the fuck you play, like, you love basketball. That's what you want to do. You're not trying to be a model out here. Trying to be attractive out here. What if people were just like, man, I don't want to see Gilbert Arenas play unless he's in a thong. And first of all, I don't want to see him in a thong because the nigga's kind of ugly.
Aww.
So fuck him. Like, and I wouldn't say that unless he was, like, calling other people ugly.
No, he's calling people ugly.
You don't look great.
He's opening himself up to that.
Right.
He is, totally.
You better be fucking Brad Pitt if you're going to be calling people
ugly.
Exactly.
You don't look great. And also, no one is universally attractive.
Right. No one. Exactly. Literally no one is universally attractive.
So, like, you know.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But then also, WNBA players don't give a fuck.
They don't.
They're trying to play basketball. They're not trying to be models. Or maybe, guess what? They would be models. If they were trying to be models.
Yeah.
It's, like, wild to me.
Women do not exist for men, like, the male gaze and male
pleasure.
Exactly.
If the NBA exists, like, if we flip this around and the NBA existed for people who wanted to see them naked, I wouldn't want to see most NBA players naked, because a lot of them are hit. Like, that's not why you exist.
No, it's
you
like
want to see your athletic ability.
Which stuns people. That's
exactly.
Really,
it's a sport.
It's like, you can do shit that I can't do.
Exactly.
It's glorious. Yeah, no, don't exist to be beautiful for you. That's not where these players are drawing their validation from.
Exactly.
They are validating themselves, and they are working hard,
like,
and they have
scores.
A craft. Like, I'm sure, I can't say that none
Rings.
Of them give a fuck, but it's just like, if one of them
But
was,
that's not why they're playing in the WNBA. Nobody's
because
like, I want to be a basketball player so I can
be beautiful to
Gilbert
people.
Arenas thinks I'm hot.
No, fuck,
nigga.
No, you've got a whole life.
If you want to see women play in thongs that much, start your own league with the money you don't have because you play Chinese basketball. So shut the fuck up and stay in Shanghai. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't know how big the Chinese basketball. It could be like.
It's
the
not
biggest
as big
thing.
As the NBA.
Okay, all right. Because I don't know. I can't confirm.
It's not as big as the
no
NBA.
No confirmation here.
He plays for something called the Shanghai Knights. That doesn't even sound fun.
Oh no,
it sounds stupid.
It sounds
like a movie.
It does.
It is a movie. It's a movie with Jackie Chan.
It sounds like
you play for a team based on a movie by Jackie Chan.
Some sort of Hollywood orientalist shit. It's like your
exactly.
That's like your career.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I like Jackie Chan, but I don't want to be playing for a team based on a movie by Jackie. Like, it's not even Rush Hour. It's not even Jackie Chan's best movie.
Yeah, and he's
it's fucking Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson was in that.
You know, and
it was
like,
both of their worst movies, Lucas.
It's like if it makes you happy, it makes you happy. But don't go fucking invalidating other people's careers because
exactly.
Then everyone can come for your fucking life
right,
because you
exactly.
Came for everybody else's.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares? Nobody's
right?
even talking.
Don't be
about
like,
story.
Oh, this is reverse sexism. No, bitch. The moment you said we're playing in thongs is the moment we're like, okay, your body.
He wasn't
up
even like
too.
It's reverse sexism. He's like, if you call it sexism, then you're ugly.
And once someone,
nigga, you're ugly.
That's
like, I can't fathom ugly
like,
people
what
calling
kind
people
of thought
ugly.
Went into that. Tweet. Wasn't a tweet? What was this?
It was an Instagram post.
Yeah. It obviously wasn't a tweet because it was
just
very long.
I feel like stay in Shanghai. That's
it's,
all I feel.
Yeah,
like
is your career that hurt that you had to do some sort of very like explosive
exactly.
situation? Like, this is the only way
yeah.
I can get attention is by being
right.
as disgusting
well, now
as
we're
possible.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
So fuck you. I mean, and then after that, one of the models in that video that he posted, this like blonde white woman was like, I don't exactly agree. I don't know why I'm making her voice like that. I'm stereotyping her.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't exactly agree with what he said or the way he said it, but if we have to use sex to sell the WNBA, then I think we totally should.
Nope.
No, bitch. Like, that's not why the WNBA.
No.
The WNBA is failing because of sexism, not because women aren't sexy.
Yeah, no, it's. These women are just... It's because people don't.
The WNBA shouldn't have to be sexy to sell.
No,
you know?
Absolutely not.
Like, Ronda Rousey isn't out there, like, fucking playing in a thong and a bra and panties. Serena Williams isn't out there playing in a thong and bra and panties or whatever.
No, she's out there.
People just need to
game.
Accept that women play basketball. They do it well. Like, it's so crazy how guys are like, I don't like WNBA. Those bitches can't do shit. These bitches can play better than you, though.
That's exactly.
Like, just
they
because
are...
they can't dunk as much as the men in the NBA because of how physics, like, physical ability works out, doesn't mean they can't body your fucking
they're
ass.
They're athletes. They
right.
are.
Right. They're still
are,
very good.
Their muscles are
they're
fucking
still goddamn stone. Good as shit.
You're never going to be as strong
you
as
will
that.
Never be able to play as good as a bitch in the WNBA.
Exactly. And
so how do you feel about yourself?
Right?
Maybe that makes you feel bad. Maybe that's why you're
that's
not
why
watching
you're
the
fucking
WNBA.
Around because you're like, you know what? These right? You're not going to be LeBron James and you're not I don't know.
You're not going to be Brittany Griner, nigga.
No.
You're not going to be Skylar Diggins.
No, they'll
you're not
going to
be Leslie Swoops
exactly.
or whatever the fuck.
And you know what? Deal
you're
with
Jared.
It. You are
You can be Jared from Subway?
I don't know who the fuck he is.
You're no one.
Jared from like...
You're no one.
Laurelton. I don't know.
You know, from Jamaica, I know several Queens. Jareds, but they're probably nice
They're
people.
All dicks. No.
One of them follows me on Instagram.
Sorry, Jared.
Yeah, no, Jared. My no bad. Offense to you.
In other NBA news... All right, so
now I really don't know who this person is. All I know is what you put in this diary.
Bill Kennedy.
I'm like, wow, this is mad deep.
Sam's like, words. All right, so at a game recently, I guess, so Rondo used to play for the Celtics. Now he plays for the Sacramento Kings. He's like a point guard or whatever. I guess this NBA ref named Bill Kennedy made a call that was not in his favor. I don't exactly know because I wasn't watching the game because I don't watch the NBA until the playoffs come. But whatever. Ever. So he made a call that wasn't in his favor, and Rondo gets mad, and he's like, you're a motherfucker, F slur. Not going to say it. Okay. F-A-G-G-O-T. You're effing F-A-G-G-O-T Billy in reference to Bill Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like... people often say gay slurs when they're just mad at people.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that Bill Kennedy is actually a gay man. So he, like, I guess he, like, takes Rondo out of the game or whatever. Rondo actually gets suspended for one game after that. But then after that, Bill Kennedy is, like, he writes this whole statement. He's like, but actually I am gay. Yeah. And I'm a proud gay man, and I don't appreciate your fucking slurs and shit like that.
Yeah. Fight back. Nice job.
Yeah, so it's just, like... sports was always, like, weird to me because it's always been this place of, like, masculinity is lauded all above all others and stuff like that. And if you're gay, like, to be called gay is the worst thing. To be called a woman is the worst thing. Like, you're playing like a girl.
Any association with femininity is the worst.
You throw, like, a pussy. You throw, like, a hissy or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Like, if your masculinity was so fucking strong, why do you have to compare it to femininity in order to gain some strength?
Right, exactly.
Like, just validate yourself with your own skills.
Just have better words and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, that's the society we grew up in. So, Rondo took to his Twitter and he's like, I'm not actually against the LGBT community in any sort of way. I just said those words out of emotion. So I understand, like, I don't think Rondo's, like, about to join the West Baptist Church or whatever mm-hmm. and be like, all gays should die or whatever. But in his words, that's, like, inherent homophobia and anti-homosexuality and stuff like that. And, like, when you say things like you're throwing like a girl, you might not think you're misogynistic. Like, my dad says stuff like that sometimes. You don't think you're misogynistic and you don't outwardly think you hate women, but you're perpetuating stereotypes that are against gay people and against femininity and against women and stuff like that.
And it hurts people. You don't know.
Yeah,
you
to hear that, like, my dad has said stuff like that in front of me. It's like, I can do 30 push-ups right now. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean, weak like a girl? I'm not weak at all or whatever. And, like, one of your favorite athletes of all time is Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Does she weak hit like a
Serena
girl?
Williams?
Exactly.
Is she weak? No.
No, not at all.
Just pick something else. Weak like a...
weak person. Like might not have the ring to it, but just get over
paper.
It.
Weak like the gentle breeze.
Weak like the gentle breeze.
Weak like a small flower.
Weak like a cotton bow.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're, like, in this really weird time where it's, like, people are totally progressive and, like, gay people are cool, women are cool, women are doing badass things, throw like a girl. But at the same time, like, this is, like, sports language and it's always very strange.
Yeah.
Another thing that this whole story reminded me of was, like, during the finals this year, like, it was, I don't know which game it was, but, like, the Cavs were in the finals, and they lost one of the games against Golden State or whatever. So LeBron is, like, walking back to the locker room, and he's, like, fucking tight because he just lost the game. Mm-hmm. And this woman is, like, recording and cursing him out, and she's like, LeBron, you're a pussy-ass bitch! And stuff like that. And it's like, but do you realize, woman, that you do have a pussy? And people would call you a bitch, and why do you think that that's... do you think that's an insult?
Yeah.
Why is having a pussy an insult when...
It's never an insult. You have one.
All life starts there.
Are you constantly a pussy to yourself?
Yeah.
And what's... They're crazy. Vaginas are amazing.
Vaginas are one of
the best organs.
They're insane.
They're microbiomes. They have, like, fucking life inside
of
them.
Vaginas are very strong.
It's the fucking
birth
canal. I
can get punched on my vulva right now, and it won't hurt, like, if I punch you in your testicles, nigga.
Exactly.
So what up?
It would be uncomfortable, but it'd be like, you know what?
I'll live. Meanwhile, you're on the floor like... Yeah.
Me and my all 8,000 nerves. I'm still okay.
Exactly.
I'm still great. You have less nerves than me, and I'm still fine.
Exactly.
You
That's it for our current events.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Now on to Fuck It. And today we're talking about
age.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this will be a very quick survey on age because we're like a little tipsy, man.
Yeah.
We recorded two episodes today. So, age differences in dating and stuff like that.
So apparently the gentleman Christian Rutter, who is the president and co-founder of OkCupid, released a book that basically said that based on the data.
So he made a whole book based off of a whole bunch of data he accumulated from OkCupid, the dating app.
And it basically confirmed that women prefer people close to their age.
Yeah.
Maybe a few years older.
Yeah. It was like up until like 40, then women were like, well, I prefer a man who's 38, a young one.
Oh. And then guys are like, I want a 20-year-old.
Yeah. After 22, guys were like 20, 25, 20. 35, 20. 65, 20. So, yeah.
And, you know, I trust OkCupid because a lot of people are on it. So yeah. Very popular, I'm on site, it. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I fucked a man I met off OkCupid this week.
Yeah. So, and there was like a quote from somebody who was at a conference where this is being revealed, where they were like, later somebody in the crowd shouted a question, could you point to an age at which for a woman it's not even worth signing up?
And everybody laughed. Yeah, so that's interesting. Like, so there was like a chart in the book that said like what men prefer based on their age, and the highest that men ever preferred was 22. Damn. My nigga, I'm past my prime.
Sorry, Sam.
I'm past my Wait a minute. You have like 12. Prime. You have 11 months.
I have many months.
You have 11 months to fuck everybody and then you're done.
No, I'm raising my body count to 22.
That's so crazy.
Fuck 22 people this year.
Man, I don't know how to. Like, so this was based off of like just physical attraction alone.
Yeah.
Like lustiness, but am I the most physical attractive I'll ever be?
No.
Because it's not looking good.
It's only going to get worse. Those barbecue chips every day.
Yo, I eat so much chips. Chips are life. Chips are bae.
They are like the solution to everything.
Feeling sad? Have some chips.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's a bummer.
Right.
So we kind of decided, I don't know.
But then I did some more digging or whatever, and based on Wikipedia, most, like, I think it's like 33% of people are in relationship, are married, just in heteronormative relationships. 33% of men and women are married to people, like, within 1 year of their age or whatever. But then, like, if you start skewing away from that, more older men are married to younger women than older women are married to younger men.
Yeah.
So,
which, that's a significant situation.
So, yeah, there's definitely something going on where older men like to date younger women.
Younger women are definitely promoted as, like, the hottest, sexiest people on the goddamn planet.
For a variety of reasons.
How often do you see older gray-haired Victoria's Secret models?
I've never seen a gray-haired Victoria's Secret model.
Will it ever happen?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
I mean, maybe.
How often do you see the lead in a movie where it's like an older badass woman and she's dating a young guy?
Very rare.
Like, people talk about cougars, but are cougars really that prominent in the media?
No.
Have they been that prominent outside of the past like 5 years, maybe like 10 years?
It might be. And even if they're older women, they like, I feel like signs of age are hidden, like, you know, hair
yeah you
dyed.
Have to have that Botox.
Exactly. Your body is like the best shit.
Exactly.
Your skin is like, you can gaff tape people's wrinkles
right
away.
Meanwhile, like an older guy who's like not all in shape or whatever can bag younger hotties or whatever, like Rick Ross. Nigga's like 40.
Really?
His ex-fiance and now fiance again. I don't know why they called it off to call it back on like a week later. She's like 22.
Yeah.
Good old 22. The best it'll ever get. So just perusing throughout the internet, there's like a lot of reasons why people say they date people outside of their age group or whatever. And while they're valid, they're also like influenced by society and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was reading these two articles on this place called acculturated.com. I don't know why they specifically have two articles about different age dating.
Hey.
Maybe that writer is into that or something like that. But it says, it basically approaches it from the point of, it's totally okay for millennial women to date older men because millennial women are like sick of men in this generation. Like, they're sick of their immaturity. They're sick of dealing with guys who live with roommates who don't have like stable jobs or whatever, and how they're sick of our millennial, quote-unquote, culture of dating, where it's, like, a battle of who can care less or whatever.
And that's assuming that all millennial women are these mature people that want stable jobs and have mature lives.
And that all millennial men are immature and don't have stable jobs and stable lives.
So that's already generalizing.
And then it's also assuming that even if millennial women don't have these stable jobs and stable lives or whatever, that older men are
definitely have it.
Willing to date them or whatever. So it's all stupid and fucked and a little
solid
bit of
analysis,
sense.
My friend.
stupid and fucked. Yeah. The one thing I will agree with, though, is that we totally are in this weird culture of who can care less. At least from my opinion. I don't know. Can you weigh in on that? You don't deal with younger guys.
I don't.
That's why it's great that we're having this episode.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, it's just like the moment you ask for a nigga to text you back, it's like, I can't. She's gonna get attached to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's I'm so not. Interesting. Ugh, because there not. Is a particularly older guy who I did become attached to, but I think for different reasons than, like, I want to marry this man.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a weird power play thing, which I guess we'll get more into in the fuck me section.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and even the other older guy, 35. He was 35? Although, according to the stalking I did, he was 42. So he needs to, like...
Yikes!
He needs to figure out how old he is.
Get that birth certificate under control.
Right? But, I don't know. The three older guys that I've been remotely sexual with in any form or fashion definitely had secure jobs, making over 50K.
Did that turn you on?
One of them is radio silence, though, so this nigga doesn't text me back anyway.
Right.
So
no niggas care.
Yeah, right?
Your analysis.
Niggas of all ages are still niggas. It's never gonna change.
Right.
So many nigga jokes. These past two episodes. And then, like, I don't know, what, like, turns me on about one, I guess, kind of them being kind of, like, developed and ahead in their craft.
Yeah.
Or field.
That's totally something that you like.
But the thing is, it's because it's my field. Like, if it was a dentist, I don't think I'd give a fuck. But because it's my particular industry, to some degree, for both of these people, it's like, oh boy, you've got all the knowledge.
What draws you to that, though? Do you think they can impart that knowledge on you, or get you ahead, or...
No. I don't know. I think just knowledge is sexy. People who are very competent and artistic, or very talented in some way, like, your accomplishments or your kind of business... professional success is, like, it's very hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just is.
Because
when people are, like, ugh, and perhaps that's my thing with, like, younger people, if they're still fucking around and figuring shit out, a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know if it's a stability thing, but it's not like I'm looking, like, for you to pay down. For anything.
Yeah.
For
me. No, if you want to pay.
I mean, that's what I said. Like, two of these guys buy me drinks. One of them bought me tea, which I had my dollar out, and he was like, no.
You talked about that.
Right? Episode, so it's like, I mean, if you want to buy me drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not looking for stability from you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just, it might be the validation, you know, somebody who is...
Established things. You can
that
make it.
Either thinks I can make it or thinks I'm fuckable, and for some reason I think fuckable translates to
you can
important.
Make it.
In general, which I don't want to get too deep into it because it's totally my fuck me section.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess it's so overlapping because they're older guys.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hot. I think I'm a person who likes the whole, like, dom submissive thing. And it's like usually with age, the person is like the more dominant, like the older they're supposed to be more dominant, more powerful. They know more. And it's kind of like an interesting power play that kind of turns me on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just be a traditional, like, power play situation, you know, and that's.
Could
That's
be
fun.
All of these things put together.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot that goes into it. So I think to say that, like, you know, oh, it's the stability and young men are immature. No, I'm like, I may particularly be, I'm a person that likes several things that an older guy implies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm going to go on a, it's either a friend date or just a friendship meeting or
we're meeting of the minds.
Or we're going to fuck in the future.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And, like, which will be the yesterday when you hear it. But he's closer to my age, and I'm still attracted to this person, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
How's he going to feel when he hears this on the podcast? Is he going to know you're talking about him?
Definitely.
I think he's, like, a year older than you, at least, right?
Who knows?
All right. I just want to complicate that notion that mm-hmm. it's like women, millennial women are only attracted to older men because millennial men are fucking up or whatever. So there was this Atlantic article that was written like 2 years ago, and it's titled, What If Men Stop Chasing Much Younger Women? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it says basically, if you ask women who are like our age or whatever, or in their teens, why they dig relationships with older men, and they'll say it's because young men are so immature or whatever. But it's just like, how did young men get so immature while young women became so mature? And the article that I read on that Acculturate or whatever was saying that it's because of like the female empowerment movement over the past 10 years, but like it's been a male empowerment movement for the past 5,000 years.
Forever.
So did men just like lose their bearings or whatever, and they're just out here like mad confused and stuff like
they're
that?
Not doing well.
So this Atlantic article says basically, the reality, this is a quote, the reality is that just as many young women grow up too quickly as a result of older men's attention, many young men grow up too slowly because of a lack of it. If men over 40 spent half as much time mentoring guys under 30 as they do chasing women in that age bracket, more young men might prove excellent partners to their female pairs. Or, going along that lines, if younger men were as like sexualized to older women as younger women are to older men, maybe they would have this dealings with older people. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but
I
it
don't
was
even
an interesting.
Know how I feel
it
about...
was an interesting point that they made in the article, because young women, yeah, like the first time I was hit on by like an older guy or like a man was when I was like 13. Mm. So I've been dealing. I haven't been like heavily dealing, but people, young women and people in our age group have been dealing with older men from like the moment we hit puberty, and young guys, they've pretty much just been dealing with women our age.
But I feel like that's just like sexually, like, you know, if you have like,
sexually and romantically.
Romantically, but if you're
I
like,
knew people
who
were dating old ass guys in high
like,
school.
Teachers, doctors, things that are outside of your professional, your sexual life,
mm-hmm.
you are encountering older men and older people in general. So
yeah,
if,
but we're talking
like
about romantically.
Flaw, but I feel like the flaw of like that comparison is like, I guess I was saying about your romantic development.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, women have been experiencing romantic encounters, whether it be a relationship or anything in between, from flirting to a relationship, since we were like 13 years old, and guys just don't have, and this is all like very heteronormative and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But guys don't have those kind of encounters with older women. Like, we're socialized and taught how to deal with men on a romantic level at a very young age.
Yeah, totally.
And guys are just kind of taught how to do it with, like, girls who are, like, in middle school when they're in middle school.
Yeah, and
high school when they're in high school.
I guess that's legit. I see that, I guess. Yeah, because in terms of, like, sexual maturity and, like...
Yeah, I don't know how valid it is, but I can see the point
they're
trying to make.
It's an interesting hypothesis that I cannot disprove.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm uneasy about accepting, but won't disprove, because
mm-hmm.
I see the train of thought
mm-hmm.
that's behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, personal anecdote time. I was, this is another reason why I wanted to do this episode. Like, right before I fucked with this kid earlier this week or whatever, I was like, man, I gotta stop fucking with guys my own age. Because they just can't give head that well. And I'm just like, older guys probably can give head better. I don't know where I was going.
But you just had this feeling. You're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe if I experimented.
Yeah. But personally, I don't like fucking with older guys. I feel like they don't dress very... It's just going to be me bashing older guys for like 5 minutes. All right, no, for like 2 seconds. I don't think they dress very nice. I think...
Oh, no.
I think their pants are often ill-fitting, and I just can't understand why their pants, like, don't fit. It's like the selfies are always from, like, underneath or whatever.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. Their selfies are, like, often from underneath, and I just don't understand why. What else? When they talk to me, I just feel like, and it's not everybody, but a lot of the people I've encountered, it always becomes this kind of, like, superior inferior thing where they're like talking down to
me. Yeah,
but like
totally.
I'm one of the smartest people that I know, so don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Like, especially if I know that you're wrong and I've established that you're wrong, and you're still like, well, sweetie, and like being very condescending about it, like, I just don't dig that.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe my reason
for talking about this, like, where we're both like, we've had a 4-year production company. We're very entrepreneurial and we're very outgoing people.
Yeah, and people are always like,
people may be intimidated by the fact that we do shit.
You're so young for doing that.
We've tried and failed so many things in such a short period of time that I feel like it does give us some form of experience.
We do have experience and a lot of inexperience.
And the fact that you
have romantically, I have a lot more experience than like some guys out here. I've been in a relationship for 6 years.
That's a long ass time.
It's a very long time.
So, totally. And I think it's totally insecurity thing. Like, if you're, like, you're intimidated by our success, we're also women, perhaps we're not supposed to be as awesome and badass as we are, and you need to be like, all right, well, I have age over her.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
Then.
I don't like to be called sweetie. I don't like to be talked down to. I don't like people, like, if you know something that I don't know, I will just willingly accept that you know something I don't know, and I will learn it from you. But if I know something and we're having, like, a conversation or a debate, I don't need you shutting me down.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lot of my experience with older guys.
Yeah, don't illegitimize my point of view because you think it's just, like, the hip new thing and young people are hip and trendy.
Oh, you're so cool out
there.
You're
just riding the trends.
Right, exactly.
You know what? Maybe you're uncool.
Yeah.
Too. Right? Like, not only are you wrong, but you might also be boring.
You just don't know what's going on.
So fix your face.
That's personally why I don't
Dig fuck with other guys.
Yeah, I don't dig older guys. Mm. So I don't know, I'm just into like a weird territory right now. I want somebody who can give me a head, but I want their pants.
Yeah, you just don't talk to them.
I can't get turned on like that. Well, I wasn't very drunk, but yeah, I need to know something about you. I want to touch on another reason why people say that age difference, not saying that they aren't natural or whatever, but people try to, I don't think they're natural or unnatural. I think they're just a thing that exists, but people say that they're totally natural for a older guy to date a younger woman because biologically it makes more sense for the older guy to like spread his seed to a younger,
fresh, strong woman.
Offspring or whatever.
So let us
did you read that article?
I did not. I just read the one that was like, it makes more sense for perhaps for a guy to be like a slightly younger woman, but not
a
decade younger.
Yeah, I can't quite. Oh God, I was so tired last night and I didn't really read.
It's what happens when you prepare for 2 podcasts in one day.
But basically, there's an article that The Economist wrote and it says, oh God. So strategically, like the most. Do you know what fecund even means? I think it's men.
I've heard it so many times.
It's men that, like, it's like your potential to bear offspring or whatever. Like, the most fecund men have offspring with women who are just, like, 4 years younger than them. And the wider the age gap gets, the less likely it is for them to have offspring. Mm. So, like, a 40-year-old man is probably not going to, like, produce an abundant amount of offspring with a 20-year-old woman. So that shit is just debunked right there or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make any biological sense. Exactly. It's not evolutionary.
However,
so there's something else going on
there. When you do take a look at Victoria's Secret models, the idea that Abercrombie and Fitch in this article said that, like, sells thongs to girls as young as 6. And, you know, most models are not older women. Or even if they are older women, they try to look younger. The idea that, like, shaving is supposed to get you closer to being
beautiful. Why do we shave?
I don't shave.
You don't.
I don't shave. I do not.
Yeah.
It burns when it grows in. I'm like,
Yeah.
No longer.
Yeah, I'm always looking at guys who shave like, your dick looks mad weird, but we're just all playing this game. We're just all playing this, like, young 20s
like,
game. So I'll go along with it.
So long as there's been soap and warm water used.
Right.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Hair is also very soft.
You know? Yeah, other than like prickles.
Yeah, unless it's like it's like the new growth that's painful. It's like,
but if we talk about shaving or whatever, and I do shave, whatever, it's fitting into stereotypes. But if we talk about it, like when you shave, you look like
you look younger,
a prepubescent person,
exactly,
who is not growing hair yet.
Yeah,
and it's also stupid when people say, "Oh, it's for what's the word? Hygienic purposes."
No, nope.
But hair keeps out bacteria.
It does. It helps your vagina be safe.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like, when I used to shave when I was fucking with Akeem. I say this in the next episode. Yeah, I was getting UTIs because I was shaving right before.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's not good.
I still do shave.
I mean, I think it's, like,
it's whatever you want to do,
it
honestly.
Really is. It's whatever you're comfortable with, but the idea, but it's, like, if you're feeling uncomfortable with how you are, mm-hmm. because you think this is the way things are supposed to be versus this is, you know, what's comfortable for me and I like this and I find this sexy.
Yeah.
I think I'd feel very weird having, like, a naked Mons.
Naked Mons pubis.
I'd feel like, ugh, yeah. strange.
I do like the way it looks in, like, lingerie and shit like that. So, do you want to talk about when it gets creepy?
Yeah, when does it get creepy?
In terms of age differences? Oh, have you ever heard of... Oh, we never talked about, like, stereotypes or whatever. Like, stereotypes that are brought about during different pairings. Like, how when it's, like, a older man dating a younger woman, it's like, that's her sugar daddy, and she has daddy issues and things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. Like, I'm sure in some cases she does. Some cases he is her sugar daddy.
Or
some
maybe
cases,
she doesn't have that much money and he has a lot of money and she's like, this is how I do it because no other options are available.
Well, that is
me,
a sugar
you know?
Daddy and that's like, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it doesn't mean you have daddy issues. It means...
No, I was putting that as two separate things.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Then there's the half your age plus seven rule. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It says...
Half your age plus
basically
seven.
You can't... It's wrong to date someone who is under half your age plus seven. So, how old am I? 23? What's 23 divided by 2? Lucas has bought out the pen and pad. What's 23 divided by 2, guys?
Who is under half your age plus 7?
Yeah.
What's fuckboy number 1, man with 18, hat, 20, is 17 years old.
Is that plus the 7?
Yeah.
18 and a half? I would not fuck somebody who's 18 and a half. That's way too young. What's the youngest you would engage with?
I don't think younger than me.
We're pretty young. You realize that, right?
We are pretty young.
We're 20, yeah, 22. I don't think
so we don't have much leeway.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very close to that, like, whole age of consent situation.
Right.
Yeah.
No one my brother's age. My brother's 4 years younger than me.
Yeah, my brother is 5 years younger.
And it's illegal right now, you know?
Right.
Like, and I also don't want to fuck somebody my brother's age.
I'm yeah,
like,
right.
Like, you're my brother's age. I'm like, ah.
Well.
My brother.
None of these 22-year-olds can give head.
So, you know, what are
like,
they
it was
worth?
Only, like, one. Man, I fucked so many people younger than me. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I mean...
There's nothing wrong with
no,
me.
No, it
but
seems
it's just
like you're
like,
having a good time.
After the third one couldn't give head, it was like, why are you doing this, Samantha?
They're people you find attractive.
They are people I find attractive.
Which is fine. They might just happen to be very... I think, I don't know, younger people, something about their experience or the idea of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Hot to me, but it's only 2 out of 3 people, and I haven't, you know, I haven't been around the block several times.
You haven't?
No, I'm just kidding. The 2 people I fucked.
Come along with me. Let's go
Although,
on a journey.
I think the one guy that I blew a plunger next to his dick in that
yes,
bathroom
yes,
and then
yes,
walked
yes.
out.
Yes.
I think he was my age.
Okay.
He was very beautiful.
Yeah.
Gotta finish that.
Yeah.
I gotta. This is some leftovers that I have to microwave and.
All right, so now
dress
let's
up.
Do, if we were to flip that and do, like, the oldest we should date, so it's twice our age minus 7, right? Is that math?
twice our age plus 7.
No,
so
it's...
what?
It's
yours? 39.
39?
Yeah, that's kind of scary, actually.
What is
yeah,
mine? What
I just
mine?
Knew I just knew my dad very well when he was 39, so I just can't...
How was mine? Give me the math.
It's pretty much the same. You're, like, yeah. 1 year younger than me.
I mean, 37 was, like, the age that I...
Okay. The oldest person I fucked was 32, and he wasn't that good.
he was a disappointment.
He wasn't a disappointment.
He didn't
but
do enough. He didn't do enough.
He didn't give me head. He didn't offer.
We
were drunk.
Yeah, 37.
Jeez, yeah, 37 is the age.
Yeah.
I'm tired. My math is slow.
Your math is still
better,
better
than
whatever
mine.
The fuck my math
would have
been.
I was looking around.
Like, exactly.
Is the number going to fall from the sky?
Because
I'm not going to do it.
I wasn't trying.
Right, exactly. I took math like 4 years ago.
I did
and that
scroll
was it.
Over to my calculator on my laptop.
you did try. You
I
did
typed
try.
22 in like 5 times. May have subtracted or added 22, to 7.
22 minus 7.
I don't know. It's 112. What
That's
is this?
Funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't try.
I feel like those are, like, reasonable, though. Whatever. I mean...
I think it really is whatever. When does it get creepy, though? When is it uncomfortable? I think...
What do you think about Tyga and Kylie Jenner?
So... I'm not, like, terribly
He'd
disturbed.
Known them for a very long time.
Yeah.
And
that's
he...
when it gets complicated, because, like, you know, you've been around this person.
Yeah, but they officially, like, when everybody was, like, seeing them together, she was 17 and he was 25.
And I feel like 17 is very close to 18, and, like, the age of consent is very different
it's
than
It's
very
close to the age of consent, but...
But also, in some places, the age of consent is 15. Like, it varies in so many places.
I mean,
so 13-year-olds
used to get married.
True.
King Tut was 12.
True.
That doesn't make it right, though.
The thing is, like, I don't really know, like, what does it mean to be aware of a sexual relationship and relationships and kind of, like, your body? Like, when, like, I don't know when manipulation happens or when you're, like, a mature person who's like, oh, I like this person, I enjoy their company, I want to spend more time with said person. And I like how they make me feel, I like how they make my body feel. And I'm still capable of making my own decisions. I don't know what age that means and why it varies across the world, you know? And I feel like I'm, like, uncomfortable with answering the question of, like, you know, what is the age of consent? I feel like 9 is too young. Because it's such an easy age to be like, obviously not this age. But why 18 versus 16 versus 17?
You're right about that.
You know?
You're right about that.
I don't know.
I just feel like Tyga's a creep.
And there's also that, like, does this person have a history? Like, does this person seem like a predator? Like, indeed.
Gossip sites have said that this week he was texting a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I think 14 seems uncomfortable to me.
It's not confirmed because it's, like, gossip sites and stuff like that, but he also did date Kylie Jenner, so I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know their relationship.
Can we talk about that one line he had in that song? What's that song called? Stimulated, where he's like, they say she's young, but she's a big girl when she's stimulated. That's nasty.
Yeah.
It's fucking nasty. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't.
I just
know an 18-year-old very well, my little brother, and nah, nigga, like, he's just not on the level of people my age.
Yeah.
He's just not.
But there's also people your age who are definitely chill at his level, you know? Like, someone you can relate to who's mad chill. Like, I don't...
I mean, I was sexually more... active and, like, mature when I was his age, but I still, it would be stupid for me to date a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
I also just feel like, what is the 25-year-old getting out of it?
I don't know. Like, what if you meet, dumb? Like, what if you're 25 and you meet somebody and, like, 40 years later you're still together? Like, what do you that do in that happen. Situation, you know?
You know of Mary Kay Letourneau?
No.
She was a teacher who started raping her, like, 12-year-old student, oof, Billy Falau. I don't know what state they were from or whatever, but she was, like, his middle school teacher or whatever, and they were, like, having sex and stuff like that. And she went to jail for, like, 7 years, maybe, like, 10 years or something like that, and he waited for her, and when they got out of jail, they were, like, together, and they're still together.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Lifetime movie about it.
Lifetime!
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like 12 is young. I feel like 13 is young. Some places it's 15. You know? Like, what is... Because, I don't know... It's age is so difficult because I feel like people develop at different rates and what they experience. Like, you can be a 15-year-old who's been in a war and two wars.
But I don't think it's okay for 15-year-olds to go through that.
I don't think so, but I feel like if you're,
there's also, like, brain plasticity and how, like, you're not done developing till you're, like, 22 in the first place.
I feel like...
Really? Was it, like, 25?
I have no idea.
I guess 18 seems okay.
Well, I mean, you never really stop.
Yeah, true.
Dying.
Never stop dying.
But 18 seems so close to 17, you know, and 17 is like...
18 is definitely a weird age for things to be picked because it's just, like, not a round number or whatever. Like, it's not, like, 20. Yeah. I don't get why 18 is, like, for most things, honestly.
How do you measure...
Like, why is it 21 for drinking and not 20? Yeah.
How do you measure emotional maturity to the point where you can decide who you want to be in your life and to touch your body? How do you measure that?
I don't
know.
So if we just all agree... that it's over 18. I don't know.
It's like
you're making me feel uncomfortable. I don't know the answer.
My shoulders have been tensed for so long.
Right, exactly. I just don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I just want to keep calling Tyga a creep. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he seems
creepy. I don't
want
a 25-year-old woman dating my little brother. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It seems a lot changes.
Like, a lot changes between 18 and 25.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a career at 25. You don't have no fucking career at 18. No. Some people, most.
Yeah, but it's the fact that there is that potential. And it's like, if resources change.
True. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing for Kylie Jenner. She's like, she has, like, several companies and stuff like that in her own house.
And it seems creepy. It does. But why exactly? Because it's just like, it's like, date people your own age. But I don't want to, like, limit people's ability to engage with who they want to engage with. And it's like consent. It's like, do you fully understand what you were getting yourself into?
Mm-hmm.
and I don't know what it means to fully understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, how many, I don't know, be like, how many relationships have you been with? How do you understand what love is? How your body works? Can you protect yourself? What does that mean?
I don't know. This conversation is making me hyperventilate. Like, I don't want to police other people's bodies and stuff like that, but I also know
I want
my little brother
people.
Is not fucking dating a 25-year-old because I'll kill her or him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gay, though. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah. Because you can prey on somebody's vulnerability.
Exactly. But you can also do that at any age.
You can.
Oh, God.
You and can.
Like, other things play into that, like class and stuff like that. I just don't know.
Yeah,
and then another way that can, like, that can happen where, like, a younger person is playing on an older person's vulnerability. Like, someone can be, like, suffering from dementia or something like that.
Totally. Absolutely.
So, it's not as sexy, but...
Yeah, I think... Oh. Because age, your age doesn't necessarily... I mean, you may
maturity.
Have... Yeah, exactly. You may have more years on this earth and have definitely experienced... a certain amount of things that someone else, you know, you've never tracked a trend for 25 years if you've only been alive for 18.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But, like, if you're an 18-year-old who's well-traveled, well-versed, has gone through a lot, I feel like I'm not going to be like, oh, you naive child. All right, so that's it for Fuck It. Now on to Fuck Me.
I have one thing.
Do my best. You go first, then.
Okay, all right, so Matt... this guy on this dating app or whatever, a couple of weeks ago. I'll just say two things about it. So we went on, like, an outing, because he doesn't want to call it a date, because he doesn't want any serious emotions attached to it or whatever, but I'll never, like him like that, because he's, like, not a feminist, honestly. He's, like, kind of racist. Yeah, enough. It's very oh no, but he gave me good head. But, so...
He gave you good head!
Apparently that's all I want in the world, right? So we're, like, at this restaurant, and this is, like, the moment where I knew he would fuck my life up. We're at this restaurant, and the waitress comes out with mozzarella sticks or whatever, because he orders mozzarella sticks, because he's 5, age of consent. Nah. He orders mozzarella sticks, and she's like... oh, you guys ordered mozzarella sticks, but they had already came, so he's like, no, we got them ready, and he looks up, and he's like, oh, hey, Regina, or whatever, and this woman pretty much does the dab as she walks away. She's like, hey, and she, like, runs away really fast or whatever. I'm like,
oh, no.
What the fuck did this nigga do to her or whatever?
Suspicious.
So he says he, like, fucked her really good and, like, never called her back or whatever,
oh,
so I'm like,
no.
Oh, shit, that's what's gonna happen to me.
How does he know he fucked her really good?
She kept hitting him up, according to him.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, and he was just, like, dubbing her or whatever. So that was interesting. And then, so we're like, skip to a couple of hours later, we're fucking, and he's, like, giving me head, and this is how I reveal what a fresh hoe I am.
A fresh hoe?
Yeah, a young hoe. His finger is just, like, up my butt. It just, like, goes
it
in there.
Happened.
And that's, like, the first time that's ever happened to me because Akeem was never interested in butt stuff or anything like that. Nobody else I fucked
just
with.
Just went in there.
Yeah. Like, I felt it in the area, and I'm like, where's it going? Whoa! Oh, boy!
In my head,
I'm like, oh, shit. I'm gonna shit on this man's hand. I'm gonna take a shit on this man's hand. Because I just don't know how, like, things in your butt work.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, you know, that's the thing that stimulated where you're taking a shit. So it felt like I was going to take a shit.
It's very different.
I'm going to even shit in this man's hand. But outwardly, I was like, well, that feels good, but that's never happened before. So maybe you should just stop.
So maybe. Perhaps if you feel so inclined.
And he took it out immediately. And I was like, you know, that's all you can ask for or whatever. And then I open my eyes and I'm, like, trying to peer at the finger, like...
Where is it? Which
is
one?
Shit, right. Which one is it? Is there shit on that man's hand? Is there shit on that...
And then you want to keep track of it. Like, where is it? What does he touch?
I need to have tabs on that finger at all times. All times.
It's been on my ass.
Yeah, exactly. But,
that's
how
I feel.
Yeah, there was no shit on his hand. And I
you
didn't
ever
get
had your salad toss?
I didn't... He licked my butt.
Like your butt or like your anus?
My anus. A little bit. Like it grazed past there. But that's like happened a little bit before.
Okay.
But it's just like, damn, the fuck? That was like good. Oh, God, he gave me good ass head. But he's like really rude. I don't know. I'll talk about him later. I don't really want to get into it now. But he's just like, Like, I don't know if he's, like, that anti-everything. Like, all of the isms, or it's, like, a joke to him. Like, I don't know how to read him. But
he wants to be the worst person in the world to you.
I don't know. I don't know. He said I had a deep voice. Do you guys think my voice is deep?
No.
I don't think my voice is, like, anything. What? I think it's just a thing.
Yeah.
Like, when I was younger, I was told I had a deep voice or whatever. But that's, like, when you're a child and you expect little girls to sound like this. And I was just like, hey. I was just like, hey, what's up? But it stayed like that or whatever. But I don't know. So he's, like, very insulting. But I kind of like that. Like, I like his assholeness and his pettiness. But I don't like his, like, racism and shit like that.
Yeah, no, it gets difficult.
And all of his other isms. But I'm totally going to keep having sex with him.
Yeah. So, if he gave you good head, and that's all
right. Yeah, it was just like... going savage down there, like he's having a good time.
Yeah, and that, I feel like that's time. The best head is when they're face. Having a good time. I don't feel guilty God, like, right. Oh man, I have to pay him back because clearly
he went down there several times, and I was like on it. It was just really
revisited.
Good. It was good.
Took a round trip.
Exactly. Flew there and
several
back.
Flights.
Flew there and back.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's me. Whatever. Finger in my butt for the first time, guys.
Yeah. So my fuck me. Is the story. So one of the, I don't want to call him a fuckboy, but since I have called him a fuckboy just now, I don't know.
Let's make up a new name for him.
Man with hat.
Okay. Why? I don't know if that's identifying or not.
Where's the hat?
Several men wear hats.
But like several not of the three fuckboys. Oh no. No, dick I'll never have wears a hat. Frequently.
Is it always the same hat?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Okay.
We'll call him Caramel Dick.
Mm.
Because it was a caramel-colored dick.
Mm.
It was beautiful.
That's...
So...
I recently saw this man for the first time, and yeah. He's an attractive man.
I was just like, wow, he's an attractive beautiful man. Dick. It was in my mouth for most of the time, but it was very beautiful. All right, so Caramel Dick. Oh, man. Am I reducing him to an object?
Yeah.
No, because I'm about to get into the rest of his personality.
Yeah.
Had great deal of anxiety about this person listening to the episode because still currently in the circles of my life and interactions. Yes. And kind of like was rude to me.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this guy. Hopefully, listeners. He's not the other two guys.
Right.
So few.
This radio silence or dick I'll never have. And this is man
this
with hat.
This is Caramel Dick.
Oops.
Caramel Dick with hat.
The dick wears a hat.
And, like, after, I don't know, he apologized recently for how he had treated me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to accept the apology so bad because it immediately made me feel better.
Because
it was, like, a weird tension. Because I was just like, ah, somebody that I looked up to, respected, and is really cool and funny and smart.
Mm-hmm.
Treated me like a common household slut. I didn't appreciate that.
Oh.
And it was also over the course of like several things, which of course I drunk texted this man too. So I wasn't like the pristine professional.
Right.
Every single time we ever spoke about anything.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd never severely disrespected him.
Mm-hmm.
So then like, it's been a long time, pretty long time since I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and so... We started talking. Oh, he apologized, and he was like, you know, I'm still here for you. You know, I think you're cool and awesome.
Sorry. Said you're talented.
Yeah, talented. Was really kind and said he'd rooted for me and could get lunch anytime. And I was like, you know what? Let's get lunch just to normalize things. But I don't know if I forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, every time he said he had, when he would interact with me, he'd been drunk and rude. But I feel like, and maybe it's like that he had been either drunk or he had been rude. And it's when he wasn't drunk that he was rude that I question. I'm like, why?
Why were you rude?
Did you feel like it was okay to be like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't want to be like, oh, you know, it wasn't like I was getting attached. But I don't know. I just feel like I...
That's just not what you want to go through.
Yeah. So it's hard. And also I felt like, you know, it's difficult for me to be entirely honest. Maybe he has made it clear that like, you know, whatever our personal thing is, it doesn't affect our professional, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like, you know, if I really pissed him off, you know, it just still makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to be super honest. And based on the way he'd reacted to me in the past, being like, oh, bye, Shanika. When I'd been very kind to him, I didn't feel like if I was honest with him, he would treat me in a way that was like, respectful, non-judgmental, and would make me question how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like you have to accept somebody else's emotions as valid and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you question how somebody feels about something, you say, if someone says, you know, I treated you this way. And they're like, no, I didn't. It's like, did I say this Louis C.K. quote before? Where it's like, when someone says they hurt you, you don't get to decide that you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like that woman, that affirmative action white girl. It's like, girl, your SAT scores.
Abby?
Yeah, Abby. Your scores weren't that good. You just didn't get in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you don't get to be like, no, I didn't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know it's kind of hard to do that because, like, someone once was like, I was mean to you. And I was like, I'm nice to everybody. Like,
yeah.
You know, things get misconstrued. So it's been a long time, and I was like, you know, when I meet up with this guy again after, because he apologized, like, you know, let's meet up, and I was like, yeah, let's get lunch here, mm-hmm. or do whatever here. I was like, it's going to be great, and I'm going to show this person, and you know what it was? Because, like, I guess the way that he had treated me, not that he in particularly made me feel a certain way, but the way that I saw myself through his eyes, or I kind of thought, I was like, oh, no, I don't want this guy to think that I, like, get drunk too quickly, am too emotional, am naive,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what else, am clingy, and, you know, like, it was just all these negative things I had been feeling about myself because of these interactions.
With him.
With this person in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what happens, there's a holiday party at work, I have 3 cups of wine, 1 beer, and meet up with him, the first half of our conversation is fine and chill, and then, like, there's a moment where I remember I said, like, specifically, like, you know, yeah, I gotta raise my body count. I gotta sleep with 20 people before, like, next year. And that was, like, fuck. That was the moment where I was, like, drunk. Because I don't remember going to the next bar we went to.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I was definitely blackout drunk with interactions with this individual. And, like, I was, like, drinking beforehand because I was, like, I just gotta get a little not tense and nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was tense and nervous. And, you know, mm-hmm. maybe I should have just been tense and nervous. And in control versus, like,
out of control
but very relaxed.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember 80% of the conversation, and I feel terrible because, you know, I don't like to make people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Except Dick I'll never have because he doesn't give a fuck. I'll say whatever the fuck I want, and he'll say whatever the fuck he wants. But, you know, I don't generally want to make people feel uncomfortable or upset them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I have thoughts that I don't think are particularly positive about an individual, I will not share them because it's not my business. They don't need to know. And the thing is, like, I don't really know what I said. I know that I said that I didn't accept his apology only because I heard him say, so you don't accept my apology. You think I'm a monster, you know? And
I recount what I was receiving on.
Oh, no. Sam was my lifeline throughout the situation.
Yeah. So I'm not going to lie. It gave me pause when you were like, what did you say?
Go to a bar.
Tipsy on my way to see Bleep at a bar, and I was like, oh, fuck. But I'm not one to police my friend's behavior, so I was just like, I said, oh boy, hope it all goes well.
And I was
trying to insinuate, please,
don't go to a bar, don't do it. You know, next time, just say it.
And I'll okay, be like, you know I will, right. I will. Now that you're ready to receive that, I'll totally give that
totally.
To you. So you were like, prayers, it's going very normal, very, very normal, but officially not sober. And I was napping, so like, between like 6:30 and like 7:20, I wasn't getting that. And I woke up and I gave you a thumbs up emoji, a black thumbs up emoji. And then you texted me several emojis. You texted me a hand, a fist, a finger, another finger, a thumbs up, a thumbs down, several hearts, peace sign, another fist, and okay.
Oh, no.
And then you were like, that was every emoji, but you spelled it emojo. And then you said, I just professed my love for TLI to blank the person's name. And then you said, and I was like, Sam, the baddest. And I was like, TLI? Question mark. Hope it's going smoothly.
It wasn't.
Don't fuck it up.
It wasn't.
Be okay. Please be okay. And then you said it was horrible, but it won't impact our careers.
I hope.
I hope. And then you said you thought he heard the podcast or whatever. And then you called me and asked me for Dick I'll never have his number. And I was just like, nope. You're not getting it. You're not getting it.
Which, you know, Dick I'll never have texted me that night. Anyway.
He sensed you.
Oh. Yeah. He was like, are you shit-faced drunk?
What
are
you doing?
How did he know? He just knows.
Wow, it's amazing.
He's like my drug buddy.
That's good.
But, so it was terrible. I shed tears in front of Caramel Dick.
He was saying
something, and I felt, I guess, you know what? I do remember feeling misunderstood or, like, I hadn't been, like, clear about how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was just articulating his perspective on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really hard time handling conflict for several reasons that I think my therapist has clearly explained. I haven't seen conflict resolved in a healthy way from people who have been very influential in my life. So I think, like, conflicts makes me very tense. I feel like, you know, I try to avoid it, which is, it's impossible. It is literally, you cannot avoid conflict. So I think the fact that he was being very, like, upfront about how he felt, which was not, like, hearts and roses flowers. I was, like, uncomfortable, and I, like, shed some tears.
It happens.
And I, like, I leaned on a sign, like, put my hand in my hands. He was still talking to me. Turned my back to him, and at one point I was like, asteroid, strike me now. Please. Please remove me from this situation.
Damn, man, you got real dramatic.
Right? It was just rough. And then after he was done talking, I shook his hand and went in to get my backpack. I don't know if I said anything to him. But he was also leading the way, so I don't know if I said I should go home or if he was like, let's go home.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I was, like, blackout drunk for a large portion of the conversation.
And I've said to you, I just don't understand why he was... Did you say that he was buying you drinks?
He bought me 3 drinks, which doesn't seem like a crazy
amount.
All right,
but you had arrived having 3 cups of wine, 1 beer, and what? A margarita or something like that?
3 cups of wine and a beer. That's it.
Okay. I mean, that's enough.
But I was buzzed when I showed up.
Yeah, so he could see that you were buzzed. But then, like, after a couple of drinks...
Why was he
still buying the drinks? But then also, why was he still talking to you in this, like, very nonchalant, upfront, it manner? Why wasn't he just like, you should go home?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I knocked over a bench. I knocked over I knocked over a sign.
Then you said you turned around 3 times
and he was talking to me and my back was to him because I didn't want to be there.
Like, why was he still?
I was like,
I don't know. I'd like to interview this man.
Let it end.
I'd like to interview this man and say, what was going through his head, you know?
And I think what I learned... Mm-hmm. Or what it has made me reflect on is that this individual, he's just a normal ass person.
Yeah, people
with a
people.
Life.
Yeah.
I am like perhaps 0.005% of his experience in life.
Yeah.
But like he is like a larger, like I spent like the past 2 days or whatever feeling very bad and getting like pain, like embarrassment, feeling like a physical manifestation of like pain.
Yeah.
Was like, or the other way around. You know, I was feeling pain as a manifestation of my embarrassment.
Emotions, yeah.
And like, I, like, value this individual's opinion way too much. And recently I've been talking to my therapist about, like, self-validation. I felt a large part of my life, as many people have, you know, kind of needing other people's validation and feeling like, you know, I'm not doing well unless either a person likes me or they're my friend or they, you know, think positive of me. So I think, like... I don't know, having this individual, someone who I respected and looked up to, not that I don't respect him now, he's doing some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And it's awesome and impressive and dope as fuck, you know?
And he's hot.
Yeah, he's an attractive man.
If he wants to slam down 3, he can.
Right, that's the exception.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, whoops.
Or
no.
Maybe not.
I record audio.
Right. Slam down foursome. But he could, like...
No, I literally just record audio.
He could just... He could hit it, both it's, you know, that and, you know,
them.
But that's whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was thinking about, like, you know, like, I feel like I'm not hoeing for the right reasons. I feel like my hoeing has been for, like, aside, not, like, physical validation and fulfillment. It's been for, like, some sort of, like, emotional...
Need that's unmet.
Yeah, that no one can really give me because no one's ever gonna like me completely. I need to accept myself and be okay with me as me, either who I am now and me as a growing person, and somebody else's like dick or their like romantic attention is never gonna fulfill that because, you know, I'm just like a person to them, and you know, I can, you know, like I fall, someone's cute and then they're not. So if someone thinks I'm cute and they don't think I'm cute, it can't break my fucking spirit.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And, you know, I don't know, I just had such negative feelings about myself that he may or may not have insinuated because I have no idea what the fuck he said to me at any given point in the night.
Yeah.
Which sucks because it was probably stuff that I could have, like, been like, ah, this is a clear indication of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the status of this situation is, really. He may or may not have said this doesn't affect our professional relationship, but he could have been like, our professional relationship is over. Don't talk to me.
You've been blackballed.
Right, you've been blackballed.
Sorry.
Type my name into, like, the industry, his reach in the industry, like, never speak to this girl. She's terrible.
Yeah.
Which is probably not what happened, because he seems like a mature individual who's...
Right.
I don't know, he's just lived a longer life. Maybe he was alive. He has some tattoos, which makes me think he's, like, wild or was. I don't know. I don't care. You know, I don't think being young... And also, it made me think about what age means. Like, do you have to be naive if you're young? Does that make you stupid inherently, because I don't reject the opinions and experience of older people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just wanted to fuck an older guy who I found very attractive and liked, and then was rude to me, and then it was, like, a weird thing, because it was, like, kind of the second person I'd ever had a sexual interaction with. And I feel like it's unfortunate that this man was the attention, or, like, I feel like I would have... I wish it was someone who was less who he was in relation to my career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if he had just been some stranger who, you know, I don't know, who would have, like, if he had just been, like, a dentist, like, a high-profile dentist.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
be so complicated.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, his judgments, like, you know, if he has a good idea of, like, story and producing and, like him thinking about my work. More. I value this person's opinion a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, like, wish it hadn't been that. So I have to, and, like, Dick I'll Never Had was basically over a long chain. It was just, like, you know... What did he say exactly? He said a lot. Mm. He said something that I was like, huh, fuck that. And then I could just suppress some of the things he says.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things was like, you know, you just got to care less. If you're going to hoe, go all the way and don't care.
That's great advice.
And don't expect profound connections. Be more choosy with who you fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? Then he said, this stuff is supposed to be empowering. I think that is the most... realistic. That was like the best thing. Yeah, this is supposed to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to like really think about what am I doing this for? Am I really putting myself emotionally at risk in ways that I don't need to?
Because
mm-hmm. this guy is like, he's probably like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. He probably thinks of me when he sees me or I send him an email or a text. Otherwise, I'm probably not on this guy's mind whatsoever. You know, he shouldn't be on my mind on the daily for no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not in love with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I didn't say that because I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, I don't know. And this guy's probably never going to be my friend. Like, a friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever. Not everybody's going to be my friend. I have amazing friends.
Woo!
Yeah!
Sam! Lucas!
Right. So, I'm kind of just going to kind of reevaluate what sex means to me.
Mm-hmm.
And how to make it so that I can hoe sustainably. I want to be a sustainable hoe.
I like that.
Right?
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
So, and I've been having more sex with John. It's been great.
Woo!
Yeah, so we're okay.
Oh, did you tell everybody that you're back to being a hoe? That John was okay? Was that last week?
Maybe. Yeah, I think that was last week. Say it again. I'm an active hoe now. Contact me.
Slide in those Reach DMs. Out.
If I curved you because I said I was not emotionally available.
Are you talking to someone in specific right
Perhaps
now?
I am. If I said I was emotionally unavailable,
tell you that
I am now available.
Is that it for fuck me?
Yeah. Let's move on to...
Oh, can we quickly talk about cuffing season?
Yeah, it's back on.
It was... All right, so today, Saturday, is very cold. It's like 39 degrees, but like the week before it was like very 65 degrees,
yeah.
And the week after this is going to be very 65 degrees, mm-hmm. And in one day I had three people who haven't hit me up in weeks hit me up.
Did you really?
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
That's a confirmation.
It was crazy.
It's so true.
I was like, what's happening?
Cuffing season is
Niggas
real.
Niggas were just trying to fuck left and right.
Yeah.
They're just like, wait, boo, I gotta put you on hold. I'm trying to fuck all the girls today. It was wild.
Oh,
it
man.
It was, wow.
It's true, it's just gotta fuck. It's yeah. warm, I can make it.
Right, exactly.
I can make it.
These people have cars, whatever. Anyway.
All right, you have a car, pick me up.
That's it for fuck,
fuck me.
Now on to
fuck you.
So today for fuck you, we have one story. Do you want to read it? Should I read it?
You can read it. It's very long.
All right. Maybe we'll switch halfway.
Yeah.
All right, so this story is from Alana, and Alana is 24.
Yes, you made it.
Alana says, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, so this is a story about a threesome that should have been amazing and kind of was, but got a little awkward.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. So a guy friend that I've been fucking around with for a while, Kev, and I decided that we wanted to have a threesome. We had tried with a few girls, but they never worked out. One day, while we were hanging out, he told me about this girl he was talking to, that liked him, and he said he kind of liked her, too. He showed me some pictures, and I thought she was cute. He sent her some pictures of me, and she thought I was cute, too.
Hey.
It all happened very quickly. We had plans to hang out by that weekend, and it was suggested, and then understood that a threesome was going to happen. I was super excited because I have never had one before, and there was an enormous buildup from the other failed attempts. So we made plans to hang out on Saturday night and then get a hotel room. Saturday comes and this is where things start going bad. Kev said he had something to do with his friends before we were all going to go out and said I would be picked up around 11 p.m. I ended up waiting for him for over 4 hours, and he didn't come get me until 3 a.m.
Oh, man.
I understand that he had stuff to do and was very busy, but damn, a bitch could have had a nap or something.
Yeah.
And the only reason I wasn't completely pissed at him was because I assumed the other girl, Trixie, was also... Trixie. The other girl, Trixie, was also at home waiting for him. When he finally gets to my house, I'm very upset. I walk in the car only to find this girl sitting in my seat. Oof. Looking back, it may not have been that serious, but I was cranky and I can be very petty at times. So as we're driving around to find a hotel at 3 a.m. in the morning, I find out through all their talking that Trixie wasn't at home waiting for him like I was, but she had been with him the entire time.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Here I go being petty again, and I decide I don't want to talk to him at all, and he didn't like that, but I didn't give a fuck. So here we are driving all over the world looking for a place to go, only to get turned away by 3 hotels. Oof. It's now 4 a.m. and Trixie says, let's go to my house.
Bitch.
Why didn't we just go there in the first place? Niggas just chilling like we didn't have shit to do the next day. So we get to her house and she says she wants to go up in and clean and whatnot. So at this point, I decided that since this was really happening, I needed to get out of my funk to have a good time. But the petty bitch in me still didn't want to talk to Kev. So we decided to smoke to calm me down, and he went to buy me a snack. When we got back to her house, we went to her room to wait for her. If this girl wasn't so cute and wasn't so down, this would not have happened, but she got me in a better mood, and then the fucking commenced. Yeah. The actual threesome was good. It was a great experience that I suggest for most people at least once. The only down part to the actual sex was that it felt a little awkward to me after a certain point. I was really excited because Kev and I had been planning this for so long, and I thought that since she was so down, it would be an equally shared experience. But towards the end, I felt like less of a three-person experience and turned into a couple and an extra, me, situation, and I didn't like that. That paired with the residual pettiness wasn't doing anything for me. I felt that at the very least, me and Kev should have been the couple ones, even though that's not our status at all and we're just friends. But I didn't like how it felt when I thought they kind of branched off. And it also didn't help that I feel like she sucked his dick better than me because I was holding the title for that.
Oh.
And at a certain point, she tried to tell me how to fuck my friend, and I was just like, what? I was riding him, and she said something along the lines of, do it like this instead.
Bitch, go die. Please.
Go die. So we finished, and she hit me with a nice to meet you, and I went on my merry way. I was so over the night, and I was ready to go home, but while we were driving, Kev just kept wanting to talk to me, but my petty ass kept shutting it down. Kev and I are very in tune with each other, so we know when the other is upset. He knew I was keeping something from him, and I knew how bothered he was getting, but I just wasn't ready to deal. We've since talked about it, and we're good now, and I just can't wait to climb back on that dick by myself. The threesome was all good and fun, but I'm not planning on having sex with both of them either again. Another set of people, maybe at a later date, but I just take this as a lesson learned and a kick-ass story.
Yeah, kick-ass, definitely.
Yeah, Alana!
Yeah, there was... Yeah, she put up with so much.
She did.
Number one, why was she
getting
there
picked up late? Was mad rude.
Yeah, that was too many hours. I would have called it off after two. I would have like or
Nick,
taken
I'm going
a nap.
To sleep.
Yeah,
about
sorry,
to jerk
I can't
off.
Do this. Let's do exactly. And why was she?
And then like
the
lack
the
of
time?
Apology. Yeah, exactly.
Why couldn't there
like,
have been some communication?
It shouldn't have just been like nonchalantly. Oh yeah, we were together all day. It should have been like, yo, my bad for not picking you up, Alana,
exactly.
Or something like that.
Or hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
That way you can, like, she could have taken a nap if she had shit to do the next day.
She could have
she was
done
doing
something
tired.
With somebody else.
Yeah, there was
she
that.
She got mad
then, like,
in one day.
Don't tell somebody how to fuck somebody else.
Yeah, I really didn't appreciate that.
I would have been
that.
Like, wow, this is over.
I would
it's
have.
It's been a good time.
Yeah, that's just not cool. I just don't know what I would have done. It would have just turned very quickly from, like, we're all fucking and having fun to, like, I'm mad at you now.
So you
don't
call
fucking
the
cops do that.
Someone has died.
Right.
Someone died here tonight.
Someone was killed. I choked her.
Pix 11.
Right.
Samantha's murdered a woman.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, how it became, like, a two-person experience. That's not cool. Like, it's a threesome for a reason.
Especially since she's the one who waited the longest. And
she's
she
the
was
one who waited longest, and then
it.
She's known him longer. Exactly. She bought her in.
Yeah.
Alana bought Trixie in. Trixie did not bring Alana in.
Yeah.
But,
a threesome.
I feel like it's testament to the fact that, like, before threesomes are had, things should be discussed.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking tell me what to do while we're having sex. Totally. Don't hog your dick for someone, you know?
Yeah.
Make it an equal experience. Yeah, because how would he feel if, like, the girls were just fucking around for the whole time?
And they were like, no, we're good.
Exactly, right? Or if, like, he was, like, giving Trixie head and Alana was just like, no, do it like this.
He would have, yeah, he would have felt like shit, like, probably. What?
Unless, or imagine, like, if it was two guys, two, like, masculine guys,
yeah.
And the guy was like, no, fuck her like this, bro. Somebody would have fucking died.
Because I would have been like, actually, no, you fuck me how I say.
Yeah, exactly, right. I'm the one getting fucked right now, yeah.
Like, don't instruct somebody else.
Yeah,
like,
that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, no, you're not petty. There was nothing petty about this.
Threesome bar list.
Yeah, but I'm not
having... Don't have a threesome with this girl.
Trixie?
Trixie, don't fuck her. Don't fuck her.
Alana, I will check with Alana before if I meet Trixie. Every threesome will be like, Alana, have you... Is this Trixie?
Is this Trixie?
Is this her? Okay. Thank you.
Have you seen this girl? Don't fuck her. Nah.
Don't fuck her.
Yeah, Alana, you gotta be more polite, yo. I mean, sorry, Trixie, you gotta be more polite, yo. Kev, you gotta be more in tune. What the fuck? Especially if that's your friend.
Yeah, especially if you're supposed to be in tune generally.
Right, if you're...
He was just like, I know she's mad, but I'm gonna get mine. Like,
right, no. If you know she's mad...
You went into this
together. Why are you giving that girl more dick? Come on.
Right?
You know there's a problem.
Ugh.
Spread your dick equally. That is it for the episode.
So that was the Inner Ho Uprising.
Yeah!
To check us out. I mean, you're already listening, but you know.
If you're listening on SoundCloud, but you have an iPhone, the fuck is wrong with you, son? Listen on the podcast app. Listen on iTunes. Review us. Give us 5 stars. Leave us a rating. Subscribe. Yeah. Download the episodes. Listen at work. Tell your coworkers.
Share.
Get hard at your desk.
Yeah.
Make it uncomfortable.
Exactly. Let us know. If that happens, let us know.
People are always like... I was a little turned on. I'm like, have you heard my voice? It's like nails on a chalkboard. Thank you, Lucas.
Aw, thanks, Lucas. And he listens to us on the weekly.
Yeah, exactly. We're right in his ear. Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know. What else?
You can follow us at Slam Pow Productions on Facebook, youtube.com/slampowproductions. We also do film stuff. Twitter... Slam_pow. Instagram,
slam_pow.
Periscope.
Periscope, like Paris. Like Paris, like petty.
Yeah, petty. Scope. slam_pow. Periscope.
Those are all our problems.
I'm Sam. You can follow me at It's Period Slam on Instagram or on Twitter at SlamRid. RIDD.
And I am Shanika. You can follow me on Instagram and at Shanika Powell. I write poetry. I try to make memes. I take great pictures of myself.
Yes, you do.
Thanks. I really like them. But I know, like, my best days, obviously. You know, I know the best ones.
Gotcha.
So now we're going to leave you off with a
little something sexy. Snapchat me that pussy. Move. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Woo. Boy, my DM popping. My DM just caught a body.